I got somebody that knows how to pitch DSPs. Me and Nima don't need to call iTunes and Rhapsody and everybody no more. So we started to do that department by department.
Speaking about building a team, I was watching this interview in another podcast, Idea Generation. Generation? Is it Idea Generation? Okay. Idea Generation. And they had Ghazi, the head of Empire Records, on it. And we've talked about multiple times, like, you need a team. But a team member costs. You feel me? Like, this is not a cheap thing. You can't pay somebody $100 and be like, thanks. Like, you're on my team. Now do this for 100. It's not. Acquiring employees is a very expensive situation. So I've been on the quest of finding a reasonable strategy to do so, because it's overwhelming. It's like, I'll be honest, we had this meeting and within the next three to five years for Deeper Than the Brand, we're going to have 50 team members. A certain individual, I won't name their names, but you'll probably know who I'm talking about. A certain individual was like, oh, that's a lot. And we never talked about it again. Like, it was just overwhelming, right? And so I'm now on, like, how do we, okay, we need these people. We need everything from high-level people to entry-level people. But how? Like, what is the best way? Am I just paying for a whole department? Am I paying, like, do I have to save this amount and then get three of them? Like, what are we doing? So we may have a certain answer for that. May have, and then we're going to talk about it.
It's the Nipsey Hussle marathon, not the sprint, from the very beginning. So it was every 2 or 3 months, save up a little money, get another employee. Okay, cool. I got somebody now that I can teach how to do contracts. I can get out of contracts. Okay, cool. I got somebody that knows how to pitch DSPs. Me and Nima don't need to call iTunes and Rhapsody and everybody no more. So we started to do that department by department.
Go ahead, Mr. Businessman.
Yeah, I'm over here taking notes, but so I'm like legit taking notes. But no, it's pretty cool, man, because, you know, one of the things that for sure you gotta, and I want people to realize too, like, this is real world stuff, man. Now you see why it's tempting to give up ownership in your business. Right? When you're no longer just a one-man show, or you're running the business and you can do everything by yourself. This is why companies and businesses take outside funding, because you're talking about going to a real business, large scale organization, 50, 100, 100 plus employees or staff members.
Yeah.
That stuff costs money. People are not just going to come and say, yeah, sure, just give me $2. Take $2. Ooh, don't worry about it. It's like, yo, they want serious, serious pay. Of course, depending on the position, but it adds up when you talk about having a payroll of 10, 20, 30, 40 people, it continue to add up. So I think it definitely shows that this is a real deal. But his strategy for saying how he offloaded some of those responsibilities per department based on where they were, I think definitely it's genius. One of the things that we have to add, though, is that money that's coming in money that's going to stay at least consistently within the business? Because one of the mistakes people make often is they'll say, okay, I'm making 10. I can go hire someone and pay them 7 and I'll make 3. Now, I won't keep the 10, but hey, I'd better keep the 3 and get my time back. Okay, but what if that 10 expires in 6 months? Then you move that scale and you're like, ooh, okay, so now how do I make up that deficit? Because I'm not keeping nothing. I'm coming out of pocket for 7. So it's a constant battle, which is, I'm not trying to scare people away from business, but I'm just showing just like the realistic. People are like, all right, I'm out of here. Forget business right now.
The follow-up is, what is a good range that you can tell that this is coming in consistently?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
is that three months? Is that five? Is that a whole year? Because now the longer that you wait, the more that you take on certain tasks that you shouldn't be. Or is that, you know how some people go, and this is my mindset lately, I'm a flip the bill, I'm going to pay this, and now I have to make this work. Regardless if this continues to go up and down or whatever it does, I now have the motivation to have that go more consistent, plus have a backup, because what I'm not going to do is go in the red.
Right. And that's, you know, I struggle with that mentality, because there are a lot of times where I'm tempted to do that, because it does feel good from time to time when you're like, you know what, I'm going to motivate myself to do this. It's like, is that the best strategy though? In some cases, sure, but it's not the most sustainable one. Like, I just got to be honest, as I think about it, just from my own personal experience, it's not the most sustainable one. As far as a time range, though, to your direct question, I can't say that there's a specific time range, because it varies based on industry or the type of business that you're in. But ultimately, if you track your revenue month over month, you'll start to see where you're consistent at, what's your average. Mm-hmm. And in one of the businesses we're involved in, we literally track it. We have a daily average and a monthly average based over from like year to date.
Okay.
And we'll see where we're at, right? So it's like, okay, based on what our daily average is, here's what we can afford to do to maintain our margins. Let's say we want to maintain a profit margin of 20%, 30%, whatever it may be, just to keep it easy numbers. Anything that we make over that is a bonus. It's like, hey, we had a great month. You're going to take home a little extra cash. Great. Or you can reinvest it back in the business. Or you can put it out, you know, into a savings account or whatever it is, for, you know, for future investments. But that average is a critical point when you're thinking about something like that. So that's kind of like my fun stuff, but I won't geek out on it so nobody feels like, okay, nah, I want nothing to do with business. It's good. Business is good.
You have to talk about those things, because if it scares you to the point where you don't want to do it, you shouldn't do it. Right?
That's real.
So yeah. Those things, I mean, even hearing about it is like, oh my God. Right? But it's funny that you said that, yo, I don't go with that mindset. And I instantly thought about the people who purchase gym memberships, because they say, if I go somewhere and I pay for it, it's going to make me want to go all the time. Now, my thought process of it is, it doesn't hurt so much, right? That's why I'm thinking about the employee one a little bit different, because that's going to hurt. You're looking 30K, 40, 50, 60, depending who you hire, six figures. Like, that's not little money. That's not $24.99 a month. Right.
Yeah,
and so could you maneuver a different way? Because that's not chump change. Some of the things we pay for. All right. If I pay for this course, I'm going to take it serious. Some people do, because it may be their last. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or it did hurt their pockets. And some people are like, it didn't really hurt that much. I'll get to it. You know what I mean, the $1,000. Of course, didn't hurt me too much, so I'll get to it.
You can wait, yeah.
All right, 50K. Oh well, that may make, and plus, if you in the benefit situation, then you got to pay for that. All that whole, like, it's a lot. It's a lot.
It is. Yeah, just to give people like a reasonable idea. I mean, once you're at about 10 staff members, It can cost you roughly, you know, 30 to 40 grand between unemployment insurance, taxes, payroll, and just the accounting portion of it. I mean, you're paying a chunk out quick.
Yeah.
On a monthly basis. So it puts things into perspective for sure. You really got to be operating pretty strategic to let it run like that.
Save your coins, people. Save your coins. Save a little bit, get a new person, and everything that has to go with it. You know what I mean?